was talking to a woman in their home, and she had just buried her mother-in-law and her best friend, she said. The conversation got round to something even sadder for her. 5 years previously, she had buried her mother. Worse than that, she'd watched her mother die over 10 years with a wasting illness. I think it was Alzheimer's disease. I agreed with her that there's nothing worse than watching a loved one living out a slow death. Her mother's mind had gone, so she was not really conscious of her own demise, but it was hard for her daughter-in-law to watch her decline. And then I surprised myself, and no doubt the woman and her husband, when I asked her something to the effect of, "Looking back over the whole experience, do you think it did you any good? Are you any the better for the experience?" Instantly she replied, "Oh yes, definitely. I don't know how to put it into words," she said, "but I look at life differently. I appreciate life and health even more. It's improved the quality of my life." And then I said, "Now stop the video and replay it. Just a moment ago, you were telling me about the worst experience of your life, even worse than this week's loss of your mother-in-law and your best friend. And then I asked what any outside listener would say was a stupid-sounding question, did it do you any good? And then you instantly replied, 'Oh yes,' to everyone's surprise. But think about that. That is the answer to your present grief. That is the answer to all the world's suffering and problems. It's not easy to put into words right enough, and you might not want to say it in the middle of a crisis, but in the end, looking back, with the benefit of hindsight, we will be able to say, 'I am glad I lived and came through everything. I have come through and I am the better for it.' Don't judge life halfway through, judge it at the end. And in the end, it will be worth it all. The Bible says, 'All things work together for good to those that love God.' A loving God wouldn't have it any other way."